2 Samuel chapter 4, we read that David is chosen to take a census of the people of Israel, and that need to do that is rooted in David's pride. But we find out that David confesses his sin of pride, and God offers him three options of judgment: famine, fleeing, or a plague. Each one would cost lives, and David's response is very striking. He chooses to fall into the hands of the Lord. Well, why is that? Because David knows something many of us tend to forget, and that is God's mercy is greater than man's cruelty. So the plague sweeps through the land. 70,000 people die. It's horrifying. But as the angel stretches his hand towards Jerusalem, God intervenes. And the text says that the Lord relented concerning the calamity. So in other words, mercy interrupts judgment. Grace stays the angel's sword. And this moment shines a light on the heart of God. He is holy and just, and yet he's abounding in steadfast love. His judgments are righteous, but his mercies are tender. And David banked on that truth, and he was not disappointed. Today, Christians live under the mercy that has been bought by Christ. Jesus absorbed the full justice of God so that when we sin, we can still fall into God's hands with hope. Here's a couple of ways that you can turn this thought into a prayer. Lord, let me trust your mercy when I'm most aware of my failures. Thank you, Lord, that your heart bends toward compassion, even in discipline. And help me to run to you and not hide from you when conviction comes. Here are two different peoples to pray for today. Dennis Lopez and his family are national changemakers in Honduras, and also the Digo Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Kenya.